So, arriving into this precious opportunity to practice in whatever way feels easiest and most accessible. Sometimes the body and the mind and the heart are ripe to drop into stillness. Sometimes it's compassionate to actually even allow just a little movement or a stretch of the body to help invite you home into this physical form. Arranging the body in a posture that feels supportive and offers a measure of relaxation. As well as a quality of alertness. It can help to have, feet on the floor if you're in a chair, knees over ankles. Shoulders over hips. So we're like stacking the body in a way that allows the stability of the skeleton to support us. There might be an energetic or a literal lengthening of the spine. Slight lift through the crown of the head. Maybe the tiniest tucking of the chin to create more space along the back of the neck. And with this alignment, inviting the muscles to release and relax in whatever way they're willing or able. Just feeling this earth body resting on earth. So often the momentum of our days carries us up and out of the body. This is an opportunity to rest back and down. To come home to this body that has walked with us every step of our life. This body that's been here for every heartbeat, every breath, as you rest into the body, maybe there's even a few moments of genuine appreciation that arise. Sense of gratitude for the body, all the ways it's moved you through the world, connected you with life. And if there's any flow of gratitude, really notice how gratitude feels in the body. Maybe a sense of warmth, or a half smile on your face. Sense of ease. No pressure to manufacture the feeling, but don't miss it if it's present. As you come home to the body, there may also be an awareness of pockets of tenderness or tension in the body. Maybe the aches of aging or the pain of an injury. The throb of a headache. Maybe there's an emotional tenderness for some of the ways the body has lost vitality or capacity. A quality of grief that can come with simply living an embodied life. That's subject to change, loss, impermanence. And allowing yourself the gift of just recognizing. Any expression of tenderness or discomfort in this physical body or the relationship with the body. Offering a measure of care. Maybe the simple care of noticing and breathing with the sensations. Or the care of bringing a gentle hand to the part of the body that's hurting, or a hand to the heart center that might be hurting. Such a simple kindness when we slow down enough to actually notice, experience. And in a similar way to connecting with the physical body, letting yourself connect with the mental, emotional body, there's often not a distinct line between mind and heart. You might notice first the places of ease in the heart mind, any quality of settling or spaciousness. Contentment, quieting, even the hint of a hint of a wholesome mind-heart quality that brings a sense of ease or well-being. Such a gift. And if there's any glimmer of well-being in the heart, maybe some appreciation for the heart mind's capacity, to experience goodness, well-being, peace, again, no need to manufacture a particular experience, but just training our attention not to miss it when it's present, even in a small way or a fleeting way, to really appreciate and be nourished by. And if, as you're touching into the heart space, there's any unease, any ripples of worry or sadness, some tender or troubling thought or emotion, exploring, needing this place of vulnerability or discomfort with a measure of kindness, of care, as best you are able. Just the intention to try to meet ourselves with kindness. So much goodness in that aspiration. Again, the care might be the simple seeing what's here. The generosity of allowing it to be here because it is. Maybe the loving interest to know, what's it like? How does this emotion express in my body right now? Or maybe there's an active nurturing with a hand on the heart or some gentle words of encouragement. May my heart know peace. May I be free from this fear. Having lovingly slowed down to connect with present moment experience in the body and in the heart, the mind. Just for these final few minutes of this practice, maybe simply coming home to feeling the sensation of breathing, or if you prefer, feeling the soles of your feet on the ground. Maybe after taking time to really check in with experience more broadly, there's more capacity to let awareness rest in this very simple way, in one place. And it might get pulled away, and you can just invite it back to breath or feet. as we prepare to bring this practice to a close and to transition into a wider space, coming back into contact with the outer world, just taking a few moments to reflect and acknowledge this capacity that you may have experienced in this practice, the capacity to touch both ease and tension, comfort and discomfort. Maybe the energy of contraction, expansion. Gratitude and grief. This capacity to hold paradox, beauty and brokenness, messiness and mystery, is part of what helps us live in this very messy world. So if there's any energy of benefit or blessing from this practice in your own heart in this moment, maybe just sending that energy out to the world with a little love note. A wish for all beings to be touched by beauty amidst their burdens, for all beings to know a measure of love amidst their loss. For all beings to know a measure of solace amidst their sorrow. Gratitude amidst their grief.